You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za.
The Motor Zone is brought to you by Ford Claremont. Your Ford, your choice. Get ready for the brand new Ford Territory, a family SUV touching down at Ford Claremont. Introducing the feature-rich five-seater Ford Territory, where style, comfort, space, performance, safety, and tech are at its core. Phone 021-672-1700 today to book your test drive at Ford Claremont, or let us bring the all-new Ford Territory to you. Unforgettable memories, serene vistas, and once-in-a-lifetime journeys all come with the Territory. It's your Ford, your choice.
It's just past 10:30 and time for the Motor Zone with James Donaghy from JSJ Motors. Good morning, James.
Good morning to you and everybody else out there.
Thank you.
It's nice and wet.
Thank you for braving the weather.
Oh, yeah. Now, yes. I've already been out. Like I said to you earlier, your son helped me out with a piece of board after my back door got blown off its hinges and whatever Sunday. So, yeah, that wasn't nice at 3 o'clock in the morning. But it's done. I'll get someone to
So you're wet, 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 and you come to the studio to dry off.
Yeah, I was wet, 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 and I got changed. I came here. That was it. Like you and I were having a chat about 2 minutes ago about everybody talking about get wipers, make sure your wipers
are working. Yes, I've been mentioning that.
There's a lot of people still driving around with their headlights are not working or tail lights, brake lights are not working. This is the time to get someone out to check it for you.
And your hazards and your hooter.
Hazards and your hooter, yes.
And not mine now that's not working.
Make sure everything works. Look with it. It's just safety items that should be done, especially in this bad weather. People should be driving with their lights on. A lot of people are not. Silver cars, black cars, anything dark, any car. Put your headlights on, it doesn't matter. That's why the newer ones have got the auto, automatically come on when it gets a bit dark. It just helps you see someone. It's not going to stop you from having an accident, but it's going to be easier for people to see you.
Yes, for sure.
So, yeah, do that.
And just keep your distance as well. Keep the distance. Because if something happened, you've got time.
Well, that's what defensive driving is all about.
Mr. Fender Bender.
Yeah, Mr. Fender. But it's sitting without a car.
Yeah.
You know, the wife's friend had an accident yesterday. Someone swerved into her because they wanted to miss a duck. But now that caused the problem. Not so much. It's fine they missed the duck. But unfortunately, sometimes you've got to think further than the duck.
Yes.
You could end up taking a life. So rather, you know, you'll feel sorry about killing the duck or an animal. But you could end up killing a human being. And that's don't swerve. It's against the law to do it. They can hold you
liable
for it. Yeah. So, yeah, be careful. And that's another thing about insurance. No insurance can't get third party. There's a big thing about us. I spoke about it last time. People should get some type of insurance, especially now with the weather and all that bad. But that's a thing. So what we're coming to now is it's quite there's a new thing in Europe going around at the moment. I think it might be coming here. It's what they call a Game Boy. It looks like an old handheld Game Boy. I don't know if you remember them. It had the buttons and everything.
Yes.
And what this is it's got a little antenna on it, and it's a transmitter receiver. And what they're doing this, because it's handheld, they use it, and this is the latest gadget that they use to read the cars, these keyless entries. Because it sends the transmitter and the car talk to one another all the time. It's on standby 24/7. You know, even if you lock the car, you go and put your keys in, the car is still transmitting. And this is what they're using to read the key fob, as they would call it. And it's activating the central locking. As soon as it activates, the car is automatically live. You just go and push the button, the car
and off you're there. Finger.
So keep your key. You do get that transmitter, a pouch that'll stop it transmitting. Because just remember, it's just they are alive all the time. They don't go to sleep. They don't go dormant. They keep this, and the guy's just looking for this frequency to thing. And it's the same size as a Game Boy. I saw it, and all it is got a rubber antenna. So if you see someone pretending to play a Game Boy, and it's a little almost the same size as that handheld one, make sure because that guy's looking for a frequency to open your car and gone. And he's gone.
And to take it.
Yeah, gone in 60 seconds is an old movie. It's now gone in 30 seconds.
Now, who thinks this up?
It's all to do with, unfortunately, becomes from war. Everything, I mean, the same as your satellite navigation now, that all stems from a military things. These are frequencies. They're looking for frequencies to down drones, things like that. And the guys have used this. Hey, look what happens when we do this. And they use these type of things for, not in the correct way, but that's what it is. But we like satellite navigation. The military had it for years before they let the normal people use the satellites in the air, in sky. And they use that for a good intention because it's easier for people to now. They don't have a map book. So, yeah, that was it. But it's all to do with military and war and things like that.
So this is not here yet, but it is going to make its way.
It's going to make its way. I mean, the guys are out there doing it, and it is big in the UK. And so, yeah, be careful, the whole of Europe. It's got to come from somewhere. And then there was another funny thing I saw. The new Land Rover Defender, the Defender one. It's quite a weird shape. Not everybody likes it. Some people do. Also, very high theft rate in the UK, in London. And I saw a guy had an industrial-sized chain locked the car on a tree to stop them stealing the car. So, it was quite strange. I mean, these are industrial-sized links, He just wants to keep his car. He doesn't want to come out and his car is gone. And this is what they're using to get into the car. So, like I said, there's some new technology. The guy uses a USB stick to code a thing. And you've got to have the USB stick because it looks like a normal charge point. And you've got to have the USB stick in there to get the car to start. It's a safety thing.
They're trying something similar here, aren't they?
Yes, sure.
They watch people get out the car.
Oh, yes.
And then they cancel the remote.
Well, it's a remote blocker. So what they're doing is as you push your key, they use a conventional remote thing. It's what they call a frequency hopper. All remotes are frequency hoppers now. And it just tries and blocks that frequency. So you got to, that's why they say to you, block it, wait, push it again. Just make sure the lights flash and you hear that beep, beep. Go and try the door before you disappear. But we got too lazy of trying to hold the door. And another thing what they do is they wait for you. They see you drive in whatever car they want to do. And as you pull into the parking lot, you get out the car. Someone is so quick, they open up one of the back doors. Just gently, just enough to be open. You go to push the remote.
Yes.
It'll lock. You'll yell it rock and you'll yell it beep. Problem lies is it doesn't lock that back door. And what they do is just open the back door, rummage what they want. Maybe you've got a laptop sitting there or whatever. Take it and they're gone. Either with the car or with all your stuff, you've just, especially with groceries, you know, the price of groceries, they're still there too.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's scary how quick these people are. So, you've just got to be, it's a caution is the best way.
And the other theft now is motorbikes.
Yes, that's big.
We've all been warned now.
So, lock it up.
I've seen some videos of how they actually lift the motorbike over the fence.
It's scary. That's what they do. Yeah, but don't give them the opportunity. Look, it's not going to stop. I mean, that's one thing. You'll never stop theft.
They case your home and they know what they're doing.
Oh, they watch you all the time and they watch you walk out and if you walk back. But like I say, just be careful of these. That's the two thing is that as you get out the car, one guy opens the back door just enough so it's unlocked, and you go to lock it. You think, I've heard it, and I heard the central locking go down, beep, and off you go. Meantime, the car's still open. So he goes, like I say, he takes your handbag or whatever, your house keys. If you had groceries, you spent 3,000 or 4,000 rand on groceries. He's taking that. If your laptop is underneath the back. And they are so casual about it, people don't give two hoots about it. Well, they just don't notice it because they're so casual. And that's the thing, they are very, very casual. So just trying to tell people, take it easy, watch it. It's going to get worse before it gets better. It never gets better, it always gets worse.
They just get cleverer and cleverer as we go along.
You've got to be, if you want to find out things are gone, speak to a thief. They will tell you. They're so quick and there are always new ways of doing things and everything. So, be careful.
It's funny that we cannot break into our own cars, but yet they know how to do it.
it's easy with the brick and the thing, but they got it. You see, the thing is the difference is we don't want to damage our car.
Yes.
They're not what it is. Your car. I mean, Janet's car the other day, we were trying to get into that. It took me a while, but I had to try and make things easy. But we managed to get it open. But the door, someone had damaged it.
But now look at that. Look how long it took to, and yet you'll get a criminal. We should have hired one of them and they would have opened it up just like that.
But like I say, they damage things, so they're not worried about. I used to work at Auto Bavaria in Rosebank. Summertime, December and January, summertime, the cars used to get towed in with damaged locks. Those are the cars they never used to steal, weren't able to steal. It's all the ones they got away with. So it's damaged locks, doors, keys, whatever. So, yeah, I know they can do it. And, I mean, even there was a – I remember the poor guy had a 325S, beautiful car. You wish you had that now, worth a fortune, underneath his bedroom window. Underneath his bedroom window, they caused 35,000 rands worth of damage, and that was in 1991, I think it was. You know, that's how much and he didn't even hear them. He had it fixed, took it back 3 weeks later, same thing again. It's at least 5,000 rand. And then the insurance says, hold on a second, you're going to have to do something about it. But that's, you know, they wanted the car. They never got it, but they did so much damage. You know, the guys, it's unbelievable what they do to a car. They just want to get it. I mean, you've seen stories of the guys, Toyota Hilux goes down. It's not even an hour and a half, and that car is stripped. It's just the bare shell. They've taken everything out. So the guys know. But you've got to remember, these guys are there just to take it. So there's no casually taking things off. They take it, rip it, gone. That's it. The old saying is, move it, don't break it. You come back, it's broken. That's what they do. You know, they just want certain things, and away it goes. So you don't, and the insurance companies know these guys work. So
of course they
do. The tracker is just there to try and assist you getting it.
Yeah. But they also know where the trackers are for some reason, don't they?
Some,
you know,
they remove it. There's certain points. Yeah, there's certain things that they used to normally where the guys fit them. And that's why they've got to be honest about, they've got to take a lie detector test before they can go and fit in the fitment center. So they won't tell anybody where it is. But you know what? Money talks.
Yes. Yes. Money does talk.
Unfortunately. So yeah, that's it. Okay. And this is what, well, coming up today is a topic a bit is about if you want to buy a hybrid and the price and fuel savings. So, and you've got to be very careful about what they say about buying a hybrid, you know. The petrol's very high. Okay, it's come down, so the cost is a lot, it's a little bit cheaper now, 1 rand. Yes. Finally, funny it was a day late. Blame somebody who wasn't sitting on the seat. Yeah, really? We told it 6 days before, but don't worry about it.
Yes.
So they made extra money on a little bit of fuel. Hybrids are very expensive, and they tend to be, they come with a substantial premium over the unassisted counterparts, you know, like buying a car without a electric motor of some sort. But there is different ones. There's different type of hybrids. Everybody thinks every hybrid is the same. It's not. There's separate difference to it. You got MHEVs. That's a mid-hybrid electric vehicle, such as the Toyota Hilux, Fortuna. It's a small 48-volt battery, that electric starter generator that assists the powertrain accelerating. And efficiency is around between 5% and 10%,
and it's here already. Oh, yes, here in South Africa already.
Then you get your Toyota Corolla Cross or Herald Jolin. That's a HEV. That's a hybrid electric vehicle. It's a stronger motor. It can efficiently move the car at lower speeds, usually around about 30 kilometers an hour. So that's three. And then the third one is a full electric vehicle. You know, so you got. And then it's So that's a fully PHEVs, which are equipped with a significantly larger battery, more powerful e-motors that allow the driving ranges typically under 100 kilometers. Many PHEVs, or partly assisted electric vehicles, manufacture claims to as low as 1.6 kilometers per 100, you know, your fuel consumption. The better the hybrid, the more, of course, you're going to save a lot more. But the problem lies is cost. Well, it's overseas they're used to all these names, PHEV and HEV and whatever you're going to buy, full electric vehicles, but the cost is quite substantial. So you're going to look at what it's going to, what do you want the vehicle for, what is it going to do for you. So look at that before you go out and decide to buy one. Don't jump out and say, oh, I'm going to save the planet. It's not as simple as that, you know. So, and how far are you going to drive with it? Can you just use the electric motor if you're going to buy an EV, if you just want to go around town? Like I said, that's perfect for a little round, short distances.
Run around town,
you know, little electric vehicle. And they're not slow. Believe me, they're not slow. They're extremely quick. So the cheapest MHEV, HEV, and PHEV. So you can look at all these. The Suzuki Grand Vitara Hybrid, that's an all grip. That's 443 basically. HEV, Toyota Corolla Cross Hybrid, that's 486. And the PHEV, BMW X1 xDrive 3 liter is just over $1,050,000.
Wow.
And that's still one of the cheaper ones, you know. So you got your Mini. I think the Mini fully hybrid's $800,000-$900,000. Man, don't hold me to this. I'm just telling you. So this is what they're working out. They start. They want to see if you're saving money, and they say after 100,000 Ks, you might get some financial benefit after it. You know, these guys are working out things, and I've seen quite a few people talk about the EVs and things like that. How much money you save, etc. And things like that. Are you saving the planet and things like that? Yes and no. It's the same as any vehicle. Yes and no. I still think hydrogen is a way, but that's – we're just trying to – hydrogen hasn't pushed itself through yet. It's getting there. Like I said, we are 5 years behind with everything. Everybody knows about these EVs and HAVs and PHEVs overseas.
Yes.
And these – the cars that use their small electric motor, the 48, like the Toyota hybrids and that use the small 48 thing, they still get a leniency in the UK around things. So they're able to drive because it falls under the EV law.
Yes.
So they get so they're allowed to travel. You go with a normal petrol or diesel vehicle, as you get past a certain point, they fine. Well, they do fine you.
You get clocked.
You get – so you get – and it's quite expensive, so you've got to be careful.
I mean, we're not going to have that kind of thing here, are we? I mean
– oh, you never know, hey?
You know, as you said, we're 5 years behind, so we've got 5 years for them to do their homework. Well, that's going to be something if you're in an area that you shouldn't be.
Yes.
In this space, that's going to be something.
Like I mentioned before, is that everybody was jumping on the bandwagons of the EVs, but – and the road tax, I mean, like I said, I remember before, they're extremely heavy and they damage the roads. And that was the one guy in Australia. I laughed at him when I read this, but then I realized what he was talking about, is that they are so heavy, they damage the roads, but they're not putting fuel in. They're charging their cars and they're going.
Mm-hmm.
And they're damaging the roads. Whereas you get your X amount that goes to the government. What's that?
Yes.
XYZ. So that goes to the road accident fund. Part of it goes to this and part of it goes to that and somebody else's back pocket, whatever. That goes back. Whereas the EVs, nothing gets paid to it.
Yes.
And he said, no, we're going to start road taxing them on how much mileage they do. So they've got to submit their mileage and they will tax them on that mileage. So they will end up paying just as much, if not more slightly. I think Canada is going to start doing it soon, and I think the US is starting. They've also jumped and said, realized, hold on a second, we're losing money. We've got to get that money back. So, they all jumped on the bandwagon.
So they're jumping on the wagon. We will do that in 5 years'
time. 5 years' time. Yes, if we get all these vehicles.
Yes.
But,
who can afford that kind of, you know, that price? And I mean, that's I just think it's over the top. We will never be able to afford it, and it's just scary to know. It's amazing how some people can afford
lovely.
I mean, if you go to the normal family, and we're not talking about up there, we're talking middle class
people.
I mean, we can just dream on.
Yeah,
I mean, we're not going to be able to afford that kind of money for a vehicle.
If you're going to get a vehicle at 500 and something like that, then you're going to get the mid-range hybrid.
Yes.
That will save you to see what they say.
But what is the repayments are on that kind of, you know?
You look at it, probably 100,000 rand more than a normal one.
Yes.
But, and like I said, there's a thing they can go onto it and read it. It was one, I'll tell you where they could go. It was Top Auto. They can read up about the price of the price versus fuel savings. I'm not going to go into it. It's quite complicated, and they'll tell you. But the only thing is, what was it? The full EVs were 0.5 liters saved. They saved 121,000 rand or 12,000 rand a year. Now, this is what I'm querying about all these vehicles that they're talking about. Is that they haven't taken into conjunction about the service costs of these vehicles. Now, you're saying service costs, but it's an electric vehicle.
Mm.
You've got to remember something. If it's a heavier vehicle, your brakes wear out quicker, so do your tires. What are you doing for the environment after? Because this is what it all goes about, the environment. So, yes, you are being good, but you're being bad at it as well. But your service cost as well. It's got to be looked at.
It's got to be added in.
It's got to be. You got to look at this, and not enough. After 5 years, I think it was a guy I mentioned earlier in a couple of programs before about the Porsche, He went to trade in. They said no, because the new one's out and the battery was due to get replaced. And this is another thing, the battery. What is the price of replacement of the battery? And I can't remember what it was. I know the Tesla's about $20,000. Who dies? Are extremely expensive, and I don't know what the Porsche was. So this is part of the service cost. It's like overhauling your engine. Can I do 300,000 kilometers and my engine needs to be overhauled? What is it going to cost me?
Yeah.
You know, and that's now your motors, you take your car, it's smoking, whatever, you try to trade in, what do the guys give you? They give you peanuts. They don't want it, or they'll tell you, we can't give you. So you've got to end up paying about this. Same as the electric vehicles, it's got a lifespan of the battery. What is the replacement cost of the battery, especially like the Toyota Prius and things like that? I can't remember, years ago, one woman had it, it was about 60,000 rand, and the car was only. It was only worth 120, but she only just bought it.
Yes.
So these are the things you've got to look at.
You have to do your homework.
You've got to do your homework. Find out what they're going to trade in, because you could end up losing at least 70% of the value of that vehicle because the battery will need replacing.
Yeah.
And you've got to take it back to the agents to have it serviced because there's only specific people that can work on these vehicles.
And also, once you get into your car brand new, it already values drop.
Oh, yeah.
So it does drop. Good morning, Edward. How's it? Edward says, getting back to car theft, he says, pop the bonnet and disconnect the distributor on a spark plug. He said he saw a lady with the bonnet open and asked if he could assist, and she does the above to prevent theft. She says, and he says it only takes a minute.
They used to do that, like the old Richard's old Nissan 1400 Bucky and all the older Buckies. So the guys used to is open the bonnet, because most of the time guys used to service their vehicles themselves.
Yes.
So what they used to do is open the bonnet, open up the distributor cap, and take the rotor out and take the rotor inside of it. There's your safety, same as removing the radio face and things like that. The thieves became clever. They were after that vehicle. They used to walk around with their own rotor and put it in. Your car was gone. So were some good ideas.
That's a very good idea.
So yes, but my safety, my thing was, go and speak to somebody. And if your car's going to stay a little bit longer in a certain place, and you know it's thing, find out what you can disconnect.
Yes.
You know, speak to somebody. Find out what you can disconnect. Which is easy to disconnect. Remove something. I'm not going to say. Remove something, and then so the car is inoperable, so they can't start it. So, and that's my suggestion.
Yes,
because you've got the remote controls and everything on the car, etc., etc. Find out what you can remove to stop the car from starting. Me, like, I was a real ding-a-ling. I put a secret switch on my BMW. I had a little toggle switch. I put it in one of the vents, and I forgot to activate it. And I went to do a soccer game, came back out, and my car was gone.
Oh, gone.
And 3 weeks later, it was used in a cash in transit as a bash van.
Oh, my word.
So I got it back, it was bashed all down the left hand side, and it cost me a lot of money to fix it, and I didn't have insurance.
Your vehicle made history.
Yes, it made history. I asked the guy, can I have it back? He says, yes, you can. So that was destroyed. I had a very good friend of mine who was a panel beater. He repaired it for me.
Yeah.
And then after it was fixed, I sold it.
Yes.
Yeah, but that was the old 5 Series BMW. Yeah. They used him because it was a tank of a car, like the Mercedes, old Mercedes 220s, I think it was. Also a solid car. They used it so they – as the bash to bash the truck off the thing. So, yeah, look, that would be my suggestion. If you're not sure, go and get something. Get someone to put something in for you. You know, sometimes the cheapest way
works.
Hmm?
Well, just like this lady, what she was doing. I mean, I don't think great. Many do it, but it's an awesome idea. Thank you.
Anything is it's terrible in rainy weather.
Yes.
Then that would be my suggestion to anybody.
If that's the case, you've got to find undercover parking for all of that.
Yes.
Then you can take it out
and do it. Yeah.
On a bad day.
Well, I'm sure it's either been stolen or recovered a couple of times. And to replace a vehicle is not just that.
It's also it's yours. I mean, you work hard for a vehicle and then it's gone. If you're not insured, that's it. And if you are insured,
even if you've got third party,
you're never going to get the car that you really loved. You know, it's not the same.
Well, if you get it back, things are missing.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. It's just not the same.
No,
you know?
It becomes a family member and that touch your family member they've taken your heart away
exactly,
from you.
Exactly.
That would be my suggestion. It's a great thing that people know these things because this goes back old school. Like I said, guys used to take the distributor right out with the wires and things. Not a lot of people used to do it, but most of the time was either disconnect the wire on the distributor or the rotor or something. Take the rotor off, put a secret switch in the car. It helps. I mean, they don't do it anymore. But if you do have got someone to do it, a good auto electrician, you can fit a relay type system to it, or just even a little toggle switch. That only you know.
And don't forget to
connect the backup again. Cranky.
There we go. Is there anything else you want to share with us, James? The time has run out for us.
Already. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, just remember, remember to switch off your lights.
I shout at the man when he dropped me off. Lights.
Lights. Just make sure get someone to check your brakes with you, with all your lights that are working properly. Just get someone to help you do it. Just make sure that your car's road ready. And if your car's misting up on the inside, there is an anti-mist spray that you can get that you can spray onto your windscreen.
Which you mentioned before.
And it'll help with the mist and that. Yeah. But don't just do the front window. Do all your windows. And if your wipers are starting to go slow, normally that indicates that the windscreen wiper mechanism is starting to get a bit of rust in it. You'll see it goes. It's like a cold day. It's like that little hand is jealous. Yeah. So that's normally the case of, especially down at the coast where you stay.
Yes,
down
definitely.
The rust gets into it, penetrates it, and you end up being a new wiper mechanism. So before it gets to that stage, you can try and spray some Q20 or something down there to try and penetrate, to try and loosen the rust off as well. Mm-hmm. Because right now you do it. And if you can't afford it and they're going slow, go and buy yourself some Rain-X. Put it on the windscreen. It lasts for about a month if you do it properly. And it's like water off a duck's back. And it does work.
There we go.
It does work.
So, James, you want to give out your contact number?
Yes.
And then I just want to say, James, now you here, and it's awesome. I mean, you give us such great advice, but that's not only you. I look at you and James, our mechanic. You're not just the ordinary mechanic, James. You go out of your way for each and every one of us. And I'm going to take you back to how you helped Janet the other day. I mean, we couldn't get the car no matter what we did. It couldn't open. And you came out and you gave it all. And more. And I think it's not every day's mechanic that would do that for anybody. And you need that praise. And I'm putting it out to all our listeners. Contact James for anything that you need to be done on your vehicle. And that's not all he does. The advice that he gives for free. And I'm sitting... we just want to thank you. Even for me, you give that extra. It just doesn't happen anymore. You, that person, James, and thank you. And I know Janet, Janet wants to thank you. The unicorn, we all want to thank you.
That's a pleasure. I want to try and help
just
people.
Just thank you. I can't express them, and I'm going to tell the listeners, contact you because you're genuine. You're just a genuine mechanic that everybody needs in this valley. And thank you, James.
Pleasure. Thank you, everybody. 081-070-4919. It's just remember, I do work by myself, so time is a little bit of a...
We understand.
So that's my problem is when you work by yourself, just the time. I've got a time constraints on certain
aspects. But we understand that because you tell us that.
But if they want to ask, I can try my best to try and help everybody. And as long as we can try and do, I mean, what is life? We only,
try.
So that's it. But have a good day.
Thank you, James. Thank you for coming in. Get
wet again.
Just be safe. Be safe out there, James.
Have a good one.
Okay. Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
The Motorzone was brought to you by Ford Claremont. Your Ford, your choice. Get ready for the brand new Ford Territory, a family SUV touching down at Ford Claremont. Introducing the feature-rich 5-seater Ford Territory. where style, comfort, space, performance, safety, and tech are at its core. Phone 021-672-1700 today to book your test drive at Ford Claremont, or let us bring the all-new Ford Territory to you. Unforgettable memories, serene vistas, and once-in-a-lifetime journeys all come with the Territory. It's your Ford, your choice.